Rumors have been circulating in Callaway County for months regarding secret audio recordings in the courthouse. WKMS News investigated the rumors, the cameras, and how county officials are addressing the concern.
If you've walked into the Callaway County Courthouse since late February 2016, you've been on camera. And that's not necessarily a problem. But for more than 2 years, those cameras were also recording audio, and that could be troublesome.
Everything in the possession of a public agency is a public record. So by definition, that audio recording is a public record.
That's Louisville-based attorney John Fleischaker, who has more than 40 years of experience in media law and First Amendment cases. He says private conversations in public areas raise privacy concerns, especially if someone were to share confidential information, like a social security number. And that's what concerned property valuation administrator Nikki McMillan Crouch.
I want you to be able to come in and talk to me and not worried about who's listening to us, because really what happens in this office is it is nobody else's business.
Crouch's concern, and a concern over similar recordings in the office of County Clerk Antonia Faulkner, is how this issue bubbled up to a rumor mill of secret watch parties and late-night camera installations. Some of those rumors, according to our interviews, aren't true. Judge Executive Larry Elkin says Houston Securities installed the cameras in February 2016 out of concern for safety of the staff, as well as the outdoor Confederate statue. Elkins and others say they were aware of the audio capabilities.
Everybody knew from the beginning. We went and showed them all what was going on, where they wanted to put them, and stuff like that.
That's Clayton Hendricks. He's the Callaway County Road Supervisor and 911 Addressing Supervisor, and he serves as Elkins' point person for the cameras. He's confident he informed the PVA and the clerk, but Crouch contends they were either initially unaware of the recordings or had forgotten about them.
I mean, we knew the cameras were going in, but we did not originally know the audio was going in. And it may have just been that they just assumed, you know what I mean? They just may have assumed that we thought the audio was going in when the cameras went in the beginning.
As to who knew what and when, that escalated after an attempt to review footage of a March 2018 customer dispute over taxes in the PVA office. Finance and Personnel Officer Gidget Manning says several office heads gathered to review footage and were frustrated and surprised to find the cameras had no audio. It turns out Crouch had it disabled. Here's Manning.
If we had known there wasn't audio, we wouldn't have wasted an hour and a half of our time trying to pull footage to listen to it.
Manning says there was a consensus to replace the PVA camera because she and others thought it was broken. Crouch felt audio was not necessary and insisted the camera not be replaced. Documents show a new camera was installed by Total Tech Solutions one evening in late May. Crouch said no one told her that camera captured audio, but she became suspicious and contacted Total Tech CEO Chaz Robinson in July.
I needed somebody to tell me, yes, it's in here, so I can say, hey, let's get it out.
Robinson explained a former employee conducted the work. He quickly resolved the matter and removed audio capabilities in both the PVA and clerk's offices. Judge Elkin says he was neither involved in the decision to replace the camera, nor did anyone seek his approval. He says while he has watched live feeds, he does not have access to and has never reviewed playback. Local governments in Kentucky are required to retain surveillance for 30 days. County Attorney Brian Ernstberger confirmed this week there are no longer audio recordings stored or available for public review. But should it have been gathered in the first place? Here's Attorney John Fleischaker.
The wholesale recording of conversations without any particular reason in terms of a particular situation seems to me to raise some serious questions as to invasion of privacy and the collection and potential misuse of confidential information.
Could a simple sign have sufficed? Perhaps one notifying the public the premises is under surveillance. Elkin says there's never been signage, but would allow it. Both the clerk and PVA indicated it's better for customers to know than not know. Here's Crouch.
If I need to put one up, if it's my responsibility, I'll be more than happy to.
Total Tech CEO Chaz Robinson says he's certain that if one walks into the Callaway County Courthouse today, no camera is recording any audio. That, he says, is a fact. I'm Matt Markgraf in Murray.